Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspiration. In Vrindavan, always two things are going on: that which is visible and that which is not always manifested to our material senses. But sometimes the spiritual reality becomes visible to the material senses, and then we are often very surprised. The other day, I had an amazing realization how, really in the spiritual sense, everyone in Vrindavan serves Krishna. I was going to one small temple, Radha Damodar Temple, in the courtyard where a few cows, but I didn't pay much attention. I passed by them and directly sat before the golden forms of Radha Damodar to chant my rounds. I closed my eyes, and after some time I heard a heavy snorting. It was so loud that I thought, my God, who is that, or what is that? When I opened my eyes, I saw a huge big bull. You know, these bulls are sometimes a few tons heavy. He looked at me. He had lowered his head. I was not sure, was he going to attack? And he was snorting a few times and then tapping the ground with one of his hooves. Intuitively, I understood that I should make a little space. So I went a little bit more back, and then the bull seemed to be satisfied. He first kneeled on his left front elbow, or you know, half of the leg. Then he came down with the right, and then he put his huge body on the ground. And believe it or not, looked at the deities. And as he looked, you could see there was some type of communication going on. At least I could see that the eye of the bull, which was close to me, filled with some tears or some emotion was going on. And he then put his head down, still looking at the deities and paying his obeisances. Then after a long time, it must have been an hour or so, where I kept on chanting my japa, his darshan was complete, and he got up, first on his right, and then on his left front leg, and then the rest of the body followed. He looked one more time at me, this time not making this loud sound, and then peacefully went away. These animals in Vrindavan are sometimes great, great souls who take a little pause from the human form of life, where they might be engaged in the welfare of others. And due to their attachment, they stay in the earthly Vrindavan. Or it could be that it's human beings who made a mistake and took one last birth as a cow before, or bull, or also monkey, before they return back to the eternal Vrindavan. This bull, next to him, I felt very peaceful, and I could focus my mind very nicely on chanting and understanding. I have now a rare opportunity in this human form of life. The days and hours run by like a river of time entering the ocean, and before my death I should make the best possible use of it. It was a very moving experience. I still remember. Wishing you all the best and see you for next Kartik Inspiration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.